Blog Talk Radio.
Women's basketball fans, welcome to the latest edition, the second edition for today of Replay, the podcast devoted to women's basketball and specifically distinguishable games and wins across the last 24 to 48 hours. I'm your host, Coach Bill, coming to you live from the Big Apple, New York on this Friday, January 13th at high noon Eastern time. And again, the second show today is earlier today at 10 a.m. Eastern time. I hosted Terry Williams-Flournoy, the head coach at Auburn, coming off of her dramatic comeback win last night on the road against Vanderbilt, and that was a terrific spot. She certainly has a great personality and did a nice job once again joining me and talking about their latest big win. But in this show, in this noon show, we're going to look hopefully be joined by Matt Insel, the head coach at Ole Miss in his fourth year, and they come off a big home win last night, a little bit of a comeback themselves. Actually, not a little bit. They were down 13 in the second half, and they come back to beat Tennessee, and they had not beat Tennessee in the last 28 tries. 44-7 lifetime is Tennessee against Ole Miss, and so just a huge win for Coach Insel and his girls. They now go to 13-4. 2-2 in the early SEC season as they will host Mississippi State, the top five program, in their next game. So that certainly is a big in-state rivalry and a huge game for them. Just a very big win for Coach Insel and the girls down there at Ole Miss. They lost 20 games last year, were 10-20, and now they're already 13-4 and really turning things around. And certainly that huge win over a major program like Tennessee has got to do a lot for the confidence of those girls. I'll also look to give you a recap of some other games that happened last night across women's basketball. But, again, the focus is hopefully going to be on Ole Miss as I'm waiting to hear from Coach Insel to call in here on the switchboard. And it looks like he might already be there. So let's see if we can reach out to Oxnard, Mississippi, and Coach Insel. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. How's things going? I appreciate you having me on today.
Oh, it's terrific to have you, Matt, especially after such a big win for you guys. You see, things are going well up here in New York. We actually have some good weather, at least good for us. It's about 50 degrees. Sun is shining bright. So good times and a great opportunity to talk women's basketball with you. But congratulations, certainly, on last night's win. As I just, referenced and told the audience, you know, the first win in the last 20 tries against Tennessee. They have been 44-7 in the series against you guys. And just a real kind of, you know, huge program win. You guys are coming off a 10-20 year last year. You're now in your fourth year turning around the program. And just to have a win like that last night over such a landmark program, and to do it when you were down 13 in the second half, I mean, it's just got to be a huge day for you guys.
It was. It was a huge day for our program, huge day for obviously everybody that works within our program, because when we took over our program 4 years ago, we had four scholarship players on the roster. We were under a lot of NCAA scrutiny from the former staff with a lot of different probations that we were under for the first, you know, couple years, 3 years inside the program and dealing with that. And and to you know, true credit to our staff, and to continue to recruit, and the belief that a lot of kids had in us to be able to sign some good recruiting classes. And now, as we enter into year four, we have a team that can compete at the top of our league. Obviously, we're still trying to add consistency with that, and I'm still learning different phases of it. But last night's win is a statement win for our program. Anytime you beat Tennessee, it's a big win.
Yeah, there's no question. It certainly, you know, sends a message across the landscape of women's basketball and gets eyeballs on the program for sure. And, you know, a couple hours ago, I did the first show of today and had Coach Terry Williams-Flournoy, the head coach at Auburn, on, and they had a huge comeback road win against Vanderbilt yesterday. So certainly it was a night of some comeback wins within the SEC. But, you know, she certainly knows about trying to rebuild a program as well. But, you know, you've certainly brought a ton of energy to, you know, to the program down there in Oxnard and Oxford. And, you know, certainly to have a win like this, I mean, you guys had already been 12-4 on the season, and, you know, clearly we're turning things around and en route to a good season. But to get this kind of win over such a, you know, a landmark program, I mean, it's got to absolutely now tell the girls, because everybody knows, I mean, in Tennessee, it might not be the same exact program as it was under, you know, Pat Summitt, which was obviously, you know, an annual Final Four caliber program, but they still get, you know, a plethora of McDonald's All-Americans and highly rated kids. So there's still a ton of talent on that team. And for you guys to get a win like this, especially in comeback fashion, Coach, it's got to tell your girls that you guys can play with anybody.
It does. I mean, that's, you know, we've got a tough stretch here. And you know, we played Tennessee last night. We go to Mississippi State on Monday. Go to South Carolina on Thursday. And, you know, to get that win before we head to state, before we go to South Carolina, it's a huge win for our psyche, for our girls' mindset, to know that, hey, look, we're as good as anybody. And we've got to go in with that mindset every day. And, you know, you talk about Tennessee. Anytime you beat Tennessee, it's a big win. Holly does an outstanding job. They still got Tennessee across the chest. Arguably have two, maybe the top two draft picks in next year's, in this year's WNBA draft. If Mercedes and Diamond both decide to come out, both of them will be on everybody's draft board. And, you know, to get a win with against a team that has that kind of talent on their roster, it says a lot about where we're going with our program. It says a lot about what we can do in recruiting, because, you know, the biggest thing when you go out recruiting, we recruit against Tennessee a lot, is the first question you get is, you can't beat Tennessee. Well, why don't you come play for you if you can't beat them? Well, last night we showed a lot of kids that we can beat them. That was huge for us.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, a conference like the SEC is a gauntlet. You know, it's literally where you don't have really any nights off at all. And again, you guys clearly have created some energy within the last couple of years. You've been able to get, you know, a couple of recruits that I think that have sent some messages. But to have wins like this, that, like you said, it's not just about, you know, telling you know, going head-to-head with Tennessee. I think it just sends a message across the country about where the program is going. And again, obviously, these kind of wins certainly do send messages to recruits. And then more than anything, too, it sends a message to your kids. And again, I can't say enough about the nature of the win, because it's not like, you know, you guys didn't face adversity. It's not like you had one of those nights where everything was going your way and you were making all your shots. I mean, you fell down 13 in the, you know, midway through the third quarter, and certainly your kids could have said, oh, here we go again. You know, it's just not going to be our night. It's, you know, and for them, you know, and I got to say specifically Chandrika Sessions, because she hit some big shots. I mean, you guys came out in that third quarter and certainly didn't get off to it. You know, you come out of halftime, obviously you're looking to try and turn things around. You definitely did not have a good start to the third quarter. And she really got you guys, you know, kept you guys afloat and kind of, you know, got you back in the game with some big shots. So, you know, again, it was not a game where everything went your way, and your kids really showed some heart and togetherness. And I think that, for a head coach, that's got to make the win even more sweeter.
It does. And that's I kept reminding them in the timeouts, even down 13, is you're a good basketball team. You can come back. Just keep your head in it. Stay positive with each other. Stay together. And we made a couple of minor adjustments in what we were doing defensively and offensively, and it worked. Sometimes it don't work, but it worked. Cendrika Sesson was huge. We come out of a timeout down 13, don't have a lot going, and she hits a big three to get it to 10 and got us back going, got us back in the comfort zone, got more energy back in them. Defensively, we started getting stops, and we were able to cut that lead to two going into the fourth quarter. And when we started the fourth quarter, I told them, I said, you know, this is our game. We don't lose at home. This is our game. You know, and that's, you know, the kids felt that way. You could see it on their eyes. We had some adversity. We were up 10 points there in the first quarter, at the end of the first quarter. We let them come back in it, take a lead at the half, let them get going there in the third. But our kids kept fighting. And when it was winning time, we made the plays win.
Absolutely, Coach. And I want to talk specifically about, the fourth quarter in a couple of minutes, and specifically about one player that would tend to get overshadowed, within your group, and that's Taylor Manuel. I mean, the young lady was just absolutely huge in the fourth quarter. But before we get to her and the fourth quarter specifically, we talked about, recruiting and obviously moving forward with it, as that continues to be, a huge aspect for building this program and moving forward. But you have two really terrific sophomore backcourt players that the country needs to get to know, and I think will certainly help recruiting the more publicity they can get and what they're doing for you within the program. But, we just mentioned Cendrika Sesson, your 5'10 guard from Bahia. Maybe you could pronounce that with her hometown in Mississippi.
Bahia, Mississippi. Yeah, it's a hard one to pronounce. I didn't know where it was before I took the job at Ole Miss, but I found out real quick when I got here.
Yeah, well, she certainly is going to make a name for Bahia because she's a terrific talent and as we said, really had a big game. But also Medina Muhammad, certainly had a big game for you, and she's a 5'8 sophomore guard from Chicago and the famous Whitney Young High School. And Medina finished with 21 points last night. But those are two terrific, backcourt players that are really stepping up for you as sophomores, and certainly the future is bright, not only with recruiting, but, led by those two backcourt players.
They are. Both of them are very talented. Both of them are hard workers. The one thing that we pride ourselves on in our program is skill development. And when you get here, we're going to make sure that you're not the same player when you leave. And we're going to get you better every single day and work with you. And those two kids have really bought into what we do skill development-wise. Medina Muhammad comes from an unbelievable high school program. When you get a kid that's had great high school coaching, you get a kid that's had great AAU coaching, and you get them, they're easier to coach because they understand what it takes. And Medina's one of those players that a lot of people out in the country don't talk about. But she's silently averaging about 16 points a game, has had big games all season long, whether it be against West Virginia, whether it be against Tennessee last night, Oregon, whoever it shall be that we played. She's had great games, and when the stage is big, she steps up on it, and couldn't be more proud of her. And not only did she have 21 points last night, she guarded Diamond the Shields and held her to 4-15 from shooting from the field. She made everything that Diamond got tough, and that was something I challenged her on. She's our defensive stopper, and she's got a bright future. I'm glad she's in our program, and it's huge to sell that. Like you talked about those young guards, it's huge to sell that recruiting, and you add a China Nixon and a Mimi Reed from up in your area to them next year.
Yeah.
Both of them are very talented, you just continue to add to that. You're going to look up, you're going to have a team that's got a chance to compete really big on the national scene.
You know, we just referenced that, you got Muhammad out of Chicago, and then, like you just said, you've gotten recruits now out of up in my area up here in the Northeast, and I think that really speaks to you and your staff for Ole Miss down there in the SEC, and obviously a program in the South to now come up into Chicago, to come up here in the Northeast, and in the New York area to be able to get top flight players and guards out of there. That really speaks to you and your staff, your personality, the energy, and getting kids in the North, excited about a program to go, play in a program in the South like that.
And that's big. The North has always been an area that I've recruited. When I was at Kentucky as a recruiting assistant there and doing all that with them, we had a lot of success in the Northeast. We had a lot of success in Chicago. And, when I took the job at Ole Miss, that was something I told our staff, we're not going to go away from where my roots are and where we got connection. It's going to be a little bit tougher because we've got to convince kids Kentucky's really not in the South, but Mississippi is in the South. Ole Miss is. And so, you know, we got a great brand here. True credit to our football coach, Hugh Freeze, does a lot for our brand and building our brand here at Ole Miss. It has put us on the national scene in football, which has now made it our brand a lot more popular. And, you know, our AD is an unbelievable person, that, and he has a great statement, is that, why not Ole Miss? And I tell that to all the recruits. You know, why should I come to Ole Miss? Why should you not come to Ole Miss? Tell me why you shouldn't come here. And when they can't tell you why, then I can tell them why they need to come here. And, you know, so, you know, the Northeast, the Midwest, the major cities across the country, we're the SEC. We got our own network, the SEC network. You're going to be on national television every time you step on the floor. There's been more WNBA players, there's been more Olympians that's come out of our league than any other league in the country. And when you start talking that about these kids, and they're going to be able to showcase what they can do, and if you got aspirations to be a pro, this is the league you got to play in. And we tell them that. And obviously there's other great leagues out there, and no disrespect towards any of them. But on a night-in and night-out basis, 1-14, our league is as tough as it is. There's no gimme in our league at any night, at any point. And that makes our league so special.
Well, and the other thing, you know, and you guys clearly now, you know, are recruiting nationally. Like I said, you know, Chicago, yep. New York, and the thing about it, too, you know, up here in the Northeast and the Center for a few years is, you know, a lot of these kids, you know, especially if you have, you know, a staff and a head coach with some personality and some energy that, you know, that can get to them, they'll definitely want to go south. Heck, I got two nieces up here on Long Island that just went to Alabama. I mean, the kids, yep. You know, kids love to go to the south with the weather. And the thing that's great about the SEC, too, is, you know, obviously a lot of the programs are known for football, but it's wonderful. I mean, it just creates such an environment there because all the athletic programs down there are so good, obviously led by, you know, football Saturdays and that kind of thing. But it really doesn't get better than spending weekends down in the South, you know, at the places like, you know, Ole Miss with the weather and with the, you know, the pageantry of the football and just, you know, the rivalry that exists down there. And I tell you the other thing that kids from the Northeast really, you know, become endeared towards is the community support that you get down there in places like Oxford, you know, for the school and for the programs. And I think that, you know, that really winds up being a huge charm to them as well. So there's no question you guys are, you know, on your way to now, you know, recruiting nationally. Certainly wins like this will leave a message. But, you know, I think, you know, it also helps, and obviously I'm a little biased, but when you get, you know, guards from the North, you certainly know because as you just referenced, you've recruited, you know, North guards in the North, but they have a certain moxie and no back down kind of fearlessness. You know, your backcourt last night, Sesame and Muhammad certainly showed that, and can't say enough about Shandrika. Not only, you know, 14 points, and especially those big points in the third quarter that really kept you guys in the game, but she also had 11 rebounds, Coach, and the 4 assists. And, you know, 11 rebounds from a backcourt kid, I mean, that's a huge, huge deal, especially, and you mentioned, you know, facing Diamond to Shield. I mean, the size that they have, you know, in the backcourt, especially with Diamond, but to get 11 rebounds against a team like Tennessee with their athleticism and size, I just cannot say enough about that effort.
It is. I mean, that's the biggest thing. A lot of people don't know this. Cedrica's got a 38-inch vertical jump. And she's as athletic as there is. And as I told her, I teach boxing out. You teach all these drills. And I was teaching Cedrica how to box out and all this, and she wasn't getting any rebounds. So I finally told her about the second game of the year. I said, just go get me the ball. And that she went from getting no rebounds to 8 rebounds a game. And last night she had 11. I said, don't worry about boxing out. You're too athletic to box out. Just go get the ball. And she's done that. And, you know, again, I can't say enough about her. You know, yesterday was her birthday. What a great birthday she got yesterday. She turned 21, and she got a win over Tennessee. Very seldom you get those on the same day. And you know, just an unbelievable person, unbelievable family, just really wants to be special with everything she does.
Terrific. Like you said, quite a day. And, you know, we'll certainly move further into this game. But I got to say, you know, one other thought about – you know, the message it says, we talked about the recruiting, you know, even to your kids now moving forward. But I don't think it also sends a big message to the community there in Oxford about the program, too. And I would definitely suspect that, you know, wins like this help bring more people, you know, to the games and to come out and get even more fervor behind the program. So, you know, if you can just speak to that too, you know, the message that it sends to, you know, to the community about where this season is going and certainly the program.
I got on my cell phone right now, I got over 400 text messages that I haven't responded to yet because I'm going to Washington, D.C. to recruit today. I'm not going to the Northeast. I'm going to D.C. to recruit today, and I decided I was going to respond to all those messages once I got to the airport, and I'm going to respond to every one of them. But it is. It's huge. Our community has been, you know, they've been hungry for a successful women's basketball program. We've had success in the past, but we lost that. For many years, the women's basketball program was the pride of Ole Miss. That was the crown jewel of what we had going on. And we fell off here over the last, you know, 8 to 10 years since Coach Ross left. And I was brought in here to rebuild that. And I can't say enough about our community support. We're still growing that. We've sold more season tickets this year than we've sold in the last 10 years. We're getting better crowds every game. And you said something a minute ago I didn't elaborate on. You're right. Northeast guards bring a different type of toughness than other guards do at times across the country. And I think that's something that's always drew me to those. And, like, we got an Alyssa Austin out of Connecticut, a Medina Muhammad out of Chicago. Obviously, that's not the Northeast, but still, that's a city guard there. China Nixon and those type kids that are coming in here. You see that attitude and that toughness that those kids have, like an Alyssa Austin, you see that carry over into an Erica Sisk. You see that carry over into a Sandrika Sessom from time to time. And now all of a sudden you have a team full of that. Hey, look, I don't care who we're playing. You're Tennessee, but we're Ole Miss, and we're better than you. And that's the thing that our kids – one thing that gave me great joy last night, we beat Tennessee. And it's easy to celebrate and to celebrate out on the court and everybody jump up and down and all that. When we won that game, and I've had a lot of people in the community tell me today, this morning before I headed out, when we won that game, our kids went down and shook Tennessee's hand like we were supposed to win that game.
Yeah.
And that brings me great joy because our kids didn't view that as an upset. They viewed it as, hey, look, we put the work in. We deserve to win the game. And that's what we talk about, the new normal around here. This has got to become something that's normal, not something that just happens and we all celebrate one time. It's got to be something that's normal, that's a normal, new normal. And so our fan base has really got behind that. This is a program-changing win. From a fan base standpoint, from a recruiting standpoint, from a players inside our program standpoint. You know, we had a kid, we had a couple kids that were on our team last year that graduated, moved on, all that. I walk in the locker room after the game, and there they standing there celebrating with the players. I mean, it was a full team win and something that I was excited about and still am.
Yeah, and, you know, as someone who has a background of rebuilding programs who's at mid-major D1, but you know, so much of it is how people within a program view themselves. I mean, that's always,
yep,
you know, the biggest hurdle, and that's just what you alluded to. And, you know, for, like you said, for them to, you know, go in the handshaking line and to act like, yep, you know, we expected to do this, and this isn't as big a surprise, you know, speaks as much as anything else. And like you said, you're going to need those kind of minds now with these next couple games you have for sure, because, you know, the SEC, how does it reward you for a win like that? Like you said, you're now going to go to Starkville and then face South Carolina after that. So, you know, so much for you can only celebrate for so long for sure. But, you know, to get back to the game, and a player that I really was looking forward to talking to you about is Taylor Manuel, and, you know, the graduate transfer from Loyola Chicago. What a pickup, Coach, because, you know, not only has she been a steadying force in your front court for you, but what a tremendous winning performance by that young lady yesterday. Not only, you know, in terms of some of the big plays she made, you know, on offense, especially in the fourth quarter. I mean, she was just terrific, but on both ends of the floor, defending, you know, one of the premier center in the country, in Mercedes Russell, drew two offensive fouls on her, you know, just really gave her everything she wanted defensively. And a coach, she had a block inside of about 3 minutes, three in change, that to me was one of the real plays in the game. You're up two. Mercedes gets a seal, pins her, and then gets a layup opportunity that would have tied the game. She gets the block from behind that sends it out of bounds, and then there's only two on the shot clock, and then follows it up with tremendous vocal leadership to make sure a couple of girls you know, were matched up right, and then they wound up getting it in and missing the shot. And I just felt like that was a huge play because it looked like a sure layup. She gets the block. She takes control of the baseline out of bounds to make sure that you guys didn't give up anything cheap that way. And then you guys go the other way and pretty much held on the rest of the way. But, again, that was a huge play. She had a tremendous interior pass in the lane in a big possession down the stretch to Joseph. And, she was just absolutely tremendous. And what a winning player performance she had during the fourth quarter. And this is a young lady that, again, a big body kid, but has some skill, really has a feel for the game. And, again, to get a graduate, senior transfer with the experience, but again, to be able to step up against the likes of Tennessee like she did, and she really led the charge.
She did. She's had a major effect on our program since the first day she stepped in, from a leadership standpoint, from a playing ability standpoint, from just a personality standpoint. I can't say enough positive about her. She's a great kid. She has come here and obviously coming in for 1 year, has 100% fully bought into what we're trying to do as a university as a whole. Made all A's in the classroom. And last night was just a true testament of who she is. And she took the challenge of guarding Mercedes Russell. It was funny, in one of the timeouts there, about midway through the third quarter, I got on her. I said, "Taylor, we're letting Mercedes get it too deep. I told you, you can't let her get it that deep." She looked at me and said, "Coach, I got her right where I want her. And next thing you know, she took two charges on her. She had baited her in and given her thinking, and all of a sudden, Mercedes turns, bang, there's a charge. All of a sudden, she deflects a pass out of bounds. And then I said this at SEC Media Days, and I still stand by this. She may be the best passing post player in the country. She's got unbelievable vision. Sometimes she passes it too much, but she's a great player. She was the difference in us winning that basketball game last night. She took control of the basketball game on the defensive end, and then on the offensive end, she made plays for us late in the shot clock. I think if you talk to Medina and Sandrika, both of them will tell you they're better basketball players because of her. It was a huge pickup for us because we have a player in Shelby Gibson. And Shelby's been SEC freshman of the week and is doing some great things, averaging 8 to 10 points a game. But there's no pressure on Shelby because she's able to learn behind Taylor. And if Taylor's not here and Shelby's having to play all those minutes, that's hard for a freshman. But Shelby's able to play right behind Taylor and be able to learn from her, that's huge. It's huge. And that's been a big difference in our team. And I'm just so proud of Ginniger. And, it's hard. I mean, you never know who you're going to get. All of a sudden, she pops available there at the end of last season. And we got to talking to her, and last June, she came on campus and told me she wanted to come be at Ole Miss Rebel, and I was pretty excited about that, I can tell you that.
Well, that's the thing, Matt, and obviously, we talk so much about recruiting and how that's going to be the bloodline to taking this program for another level, but to be able to get Taylor Emanuel from a mid-major program and have her have this one-year impact that she's having so far, not only in terms of the on-court performance, especially in a game like last night, but also, as you said, with her intangibles, that's what a huge, huge deal that is for a program that's making this innocent climb and trying to emerge nationally. To get a kid like that to have this kind of, impact and influence, just a huge, huge deal. And it's kind of a big time get that way. And so, again, can't say enough about what she's doing for you so far this year and last night. And, again, her line, the 8.7 rebound, but the 4 blocks. I mean, there's Tennessee with 6'6 Mercedes Russell, and she didn't have any blocks. And Taylor Emanuel, who's not certainly known for athleticism, with the 4 huge blocks, especially the one I referenced, she had 3 steals.
Yep.
And you mentioned, just her overall presence, too. The presence of calm and confidence that she brings, to your offensive execution as well. I just cannot say enough about that young lady and her fourth quarter performance, especially, again, going up against a player the likes of Mercedes Russell. And she's going to have to be right back at it because certainly Mississippi State has some legitimate signs. They had a girl last night, their 6'7 player, had a huge night. And then we certainly know about the front court of South Carolina coming up. So it's huge for Taylor to have a game like that against Russell, not only for what it did last night, but also moving forward against, you know, the competition she's going to face.
I would agree. I mean, that was huge for her confidence. And, you know, she's played well in big games all year long. I told her yesterday before the game started, I said, you know, I'm going to rename Big Game Tay because every time it's a big game, Taylor shows up. And, you know, sometimes I get upset with her because I want her to show up every night. And but she, when the lights are bright, she knows it's time to go. And she comes out and plays extremely well. And, you know, the pass she had there, we had nothing going on offensive possession in the late game. And Tennessee had scouted what we come out of the huddle, what we were running. We were going to try to run a quick give and go. Taylor's such a good passer with our point guard and Taylor give and go. And Tennessee scouted the play. And they blew the play up. And I told Taylor, if they blow it up, you just keep the dribble and make a play. And as that shot clock was going down, she drew a double team and no-looked that three over to Shaq, and Shaquille Joseph powers that thing up and in. That right there is a winning play. We don't make that play, we may not win the game. And she made a play there for us and really didn't have anything going. But that's, you know, that's her. She does that for us. And can't say enough about her. What a positive young lady she is. And she's making a big impact on our program.
You know, and another senior post, you know, Shaquilla Joseph also really gave you a big boost down the stretch, too. She drew a couple of fouls that were big. She was on the receiving end of that pass that we just referenced and finished that. And, you know, the native of London, England, certainly. So you got real, you know, obviously Tennessee and Russell with their front court certainly grabbed all the headlines coming in. But Manuel and Joseph were just huge for you. So, you know, again, kudos and a shout-out to Shaquilla Joseph for how she played down the stretch as well. And, you know, Coach, we certainly have talked about Mercedes Russell and DeShields, you know, obviously, you know, formidable in what they present. But Jamie Narrett, you know, for anybody who's followed Tennessee this year, she may, you know, honestly have be their best player from a lot of the games this year for them. And she certainly had a huge first half against you guys, 17 points, you know, and I don't know what the game plan was going in, but it certainly was tough sledding in the first half. But I tell you, the underlying key to the win was the second half defense on Narrett, because she only had 4 points and honestly didn't have anything in the fourth quarter and missed, I think, seven out of her last 8 shots. And so, again, the defense on Jamie Narrett was huge there, especially in the fourth quarter.
I have so much respect for Jamie. I think she played as hard as any kid in our league. You can tell she has a big-time will to win. I told her players that. I said, she's going to bring it. She's there, in my opinion. I don't know their roster in and out, but as I watch them play, I labeled her to our players. She's the heart and soul of their team. And we've got to be locked in on what we're doing personnel-wise when we're guarding, because the way we guard, we keep out of the offense. And so it gets into a lot of one-on-one. And we didn't do a good job in the first half of taking away things that she likes to do in one-on-one settings. She got 17 points, obviously. Second half, we made some adjustments. We reminded our 4 players on what she does. We threw some different defenders at her. We denied her the ball in different areas. And obviously, that got her frustrated. And we was able to slow her down. But you know, I can't say enough positive about her. She's a great player. I watched her play. I think I watched her play the first time I watched her play. She was in 8th grade. I thought she was a great player then. And I still think she's a great player today. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for her as a basketball player.
Yeah, and it was just she's very efficient. And another kid she played 40 minutes last night. And, you know, speaking of minutes, your backcourt of Muhammad and Session played 39 and 37 respectively. And I absolutely have such adoration for baller types that can play that many minutes, and especially in a hotly contested game like that was. But Narrett put up 40 minutes as well. But, again, the defense on her, specifically in the fourth quarter, she did not score. And maybe they went away from her a little bit as well, which kind of hurt them. But what a great job on the defensive end to limit her. And, you know, again, Coach, I think the thing that makes the win so sweet, again, is the aforementioned adversity that you face, including, you know, with 5 minutes left, there was a timeout at the five-minute mark. You guys are up five, and then quickly that dissipated within a minute. You had an N1 from Russell, and then they had their press led to a steal and a layup. And so all of a sudden, just like that, it was tied, you know, and you're like, oh, man, you know, it's just obviously for a program that's trying to build against Tennessee, they make that late little charge at you. But, again, you guys withstood it and, you know, and made some big plays down the stretch. So once again, it's not just beating Tennessee. To me, you know, as a former coach, it's the way you did it, how you answered all the calls, and you responded and dealt with adversity, not only, you know, through the mid part of the game, you know, and the big adversity trailing 13, but certainly down the stretch when you lost the 5-point lead and they're making the run. Again, I just think it's the nature of the win that's just as big as the win itself.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in a game like that and it's, you know, your kids just keep fighting, they just keep playing their butt off and give you a chance to win at the end. That's the thing I always tell them, in those type of games, we got to give ourselves a chance to win at the end. And we did that. We made free throws. We didn't get killed on the boards. That's one thing Tennessee does to a lot of teams. They beat you up on the glass. They weren't able to beat us up on the glass. And we didn't turn the ball over. We had one careless turnover there where they stole it, where they laid it up and tied the game. But they came back, pressed us the same way, two straight possessions after that, and we didn't turn it over. I just told them, when they turned it over, I told them, Eric Assess don't get enough accolades on our team. She does an unbelievable job running our basketball team. She's kind of the heart of our team. She makes us go, and when she turned it over, she tapped her chest, and she knew it was her. And when you do it, when a kid takes ownership and they lift themselves up there and do that, you know it ain't gonna happen again. And it didn't happen again there, and I just can't say enough about our team and how we got that win tonight, last night.
Thank you. Yeah, and before I let you go, as someone, again, who's coached and been in those guys, I mean, to see the stress level, you know, for you and your staff heading down those last couple of minutes, I could even see with you and your veteran assistant coach, Portia, you know, you guys, especially in those last time attitude, trying to make sure you get exactly what you want, you know, on either end. And, you know, for fans that don't understand, you know, to not only, you know, in the SEC, every win, you know, is so crucial, but certainly to get the obviously you guys can feel the magnitude going down the stretch of what a win over Tennessee would do for you guys. So if you could just speak to kind of that stress level for you, not only, you know, kind of especially the whole second half, but specifically, you know, those last couple minutes and those last couple possessions.
You know, it's just, you know, one thing I've been very fortunate is I've got a great staff. George Porche, Alex Simmons, Brittany Hudson, they do a great job for me. And, you know, it was very stressful in them timeout huddles. And it was, you know, going a lot of back and forth trying to figure out what did they do this, they do that. And trying to – because our kids are playing so hard. And you want to make sure you put them in situations as a coach that they can be successful. And you don't want to mess that up. And any little thing, you know how it is, can mess momentum up. And so making sure that we made the right decisions, what we're doing defensively, offensively, how we're switching things, and they were really good. They were in my ear. I got very fortunate to have a great staff. They were in my ear giving me suggestions. And that's the one thing I tell my staff. I don't hire you to be yes people. Tell me what you think. And sometimes I may go with it. Sometimes I won't. Don't get your feelings hurt. But I need to know what you think. And that's one thing that they do a great job of. They tell me what's going on. Last night, when I went home last night, I sat on my couch and rewatched the game. And physically, I was exhausted. I was exhausted.
Exactly.
I was tired. I sweated through my dress shirt there because it was hot in the gym a little bit there. I'd do it all over again right now if I could.
There's no question. And you know what it also does? It builds such a trust, you know, moving forward, players and staff, when you go through those kinds of games and those experiences and those possessions and those timeouts, it just, you know, it helps kind of enhance the bond a little bit and the confidence level of everybody involved moving forward. So, and you seem, trust me, I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about after that game. And, you know, you're absolutely spent. You want to watch the game again for sure, but you're just absolutely spent. emotionally, yeah, mentally, physically, and God bless you. And you know, before I let you go, Matt, you know, I have to host a couple of these podcasts. Brett McCormick, the leading national recruiting analyst, helps me, you know, host the Ladies Night Show, where we focus on the high school scene and recruiting, and then also these replays that focus on, you know, distinguishable games and wins. But the, what's so great about women's basketball right now is the level of parity, is, you know, the level of top programs, credible programs all across the country. But the only thing that adds to it, man, being better than that, is when you have new emerging programs starting to establish themselves and to see it happen. And certainly that is what's happening with your program and what you're doing now in your fourth year at Ole Miss. And to see, you know, a head coach like you, a young head coach, and to see a program that's, you know, trying to make the climb get wins like that, it is always really, you know, really cool to see. And you certainly always hope that it can, you know, it can translate moving forward, because as we know, again, and we reference, you know, the schedule certainly isn't kind, and you know, there's a lot of basketball left, but it is wonderful to see what you guys are establishing down there at Ole Miss, and it was really nice to see you guys get that win for sure.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate all that you do for women's basketball. The more people that talk about women's basketball, the better our game is. And these shows that you do is great. I listen to them. Any article, any show, anything that's going on with women's basketball, I listen to, I read it, because this is our sport. And if we don't grow it, nobody else will grow it. And if we don't talk about it, nobody else will talk about it. And I appreciate everything that you do. It does not go unnoticed. And I just thank you for all you do for our game.
Well, again, it's not about me. And again, being a former coach, I have a love for the game and women's basketball, want to help it. But you just said it's about coaches like yourself and the number of you, you know, taking the time out of your day and your schedule to come on shows and to help the movement and to help, you know, and help grow the sport. And so thankful to you, especially you got to travel out for recruiting and the day after. I know you got a lot going on, but I definitely want to try and have you on, you know, more moving forward after some more wins. And I think certainly, you know, the audience, which is, you know, high school players across the country, parents, coaches, I think the more they hear you and become familiar with you and your perspective and your energy, I think they'll, you know, they'll be drawn to Ole Miss women's basketball. So once again, thank you for coming on. Thank you for the lengthy spot, and certainly have a safe trip up to D.C. for that high school event. But keep plugging, Coach. Keep plugging. You're getting it done.
Hey, thank you. And anytime you need me, you know I'm always a phone call away. Thank you. I appreciate you.
That's terrific. All right. Thank you, Matt. Take care. Have a good day. Be careful.
Thanks, Coach. Yep.
All right, fans, there is Matt Insel, the head coach, young head coach down at Ole Miss, and him and his staff getting it done, you know, turning the program around down there. The 20 losses last year, they're already 13-4 this year, now 2-2 in the SEC, huge win over Tennessee yesterday. They're getting it done, you know, on the recruiting trail as well, you know, starting to, you know, recruit nationally. And, again, you just heard from him, you know, sounds like a really good guy, you know, good insight, good personality, certainly has a lot of energy, you know, with the program. And you got to root for these guys. You know, he's in the SEC, a gauntlet, you know, with some major, major heavyweights, and he's going toe-to-toe, and he's battling not only on the court but on the recruiting trail. And, you know, he's carving out a niche for Ole Miss women's basketball, and certainly getting – some energy and some belief behind the program for sure. So, again, congratulations to Matt Insel and those girls down there. And, again, they faced, you know, definitely a lot of adversity during that game and, you know, came together and got it done, got over the hump, got the lead back, and held off Tennessee down the stretch. So can't say enough about that win for Coach Insel and the Lady Rebels for sure. So, what I'll look to do here in the remaining a little extra time is just kind of get you caught up on some of the other games. Yesterday we mentioned that they're gonna have to face South Carolina in a couple of games, and South Carolina with a 66-63 win at home against Georgia, and Georgia gave them everything they wanted. South Carolina was playing without the All-America caliber post player Asia Wilson, who's got a bad sprained ankle. She didn't play, but they got 25 points from Bianca Cuevas-Moore. Well, this is now two of the last three games that she's had a big game, so she's giving them much needed, you know, production from the point guard position. So a big game for her. Alicia Gray had 14. You had 11 rebounds from Elena Coates. So South Carolina holds off a game and feisty Georgia team, who was looking to spring the huge upset but just falls short. So, again, South Carolina keeps it rolling as they move forward. But, again, they're trying to get back Asia Wilson, who's got the sprained ankle, and she's trying to come back from that. But just give me a second here as I continue to work through some of my notes and stuff here. But, yeah, so you had that. You had, you know, mid, just to, again, rattle through some mid-major, some high-major. But you had a Rider team kind of in my back here up in the New Jersey area, but they go to 12-4, 6-1 in the MAC, the MAAC conference. And that's this is a Rider program that, you know, kind of had been in the bottom tier for years. And now it's 6-1 in the MAC and 12-4 under Coach Milligan. And they got a 17.5 rebound performance from their 5'10 senior guard, Robin Perkins, who's averaging 16 points a game and shooting 37% from the three-point line. So congratulations to Ryder getting a 69-56 win on the road at Marist, to most people, fans of women's basketball, know until the last couple of years, just absolutely owned the MAC, you know, all double-digit championships there, you know, in the previous years under Brian Georges, and pretty much an annual visit to the NCAA tournament. The last couple of years they've been down. They had some players transfer out. But for Ryder, who's now there, up at the top of the conference now with Quinnipiac, they go to 6-1, and to beat Marist on the road, that's never an easy feat and always a big deal for teams in the MAC. So congratulations to Coach Milligan and those girls for keeping their great start rolling and the big win at Marist. Also mid-major, you had Stephen F. Austin with the 70-61 road win against Abilene Christian. And talk about another mid-major that's establishing itself. They're now 13-2, 4-0 in their conference and the Southland. And so, again, Stephen F. Austin off to a tremendous start, 13-0, 4-0 in conference, and they get the 70-61 road win at Abilene Christian, and they were buoyed by 17 points, 12 rebounds, senior post Adrian Lewis. So congratulations to Adrian and Stephen F. Austin going to 13-2, 4-0 in conference, 70-61 road win over Abilene Christian. Big win for them. You had Middle Tennessee State Week mid-major, 72-63 win. And speaking of an incel, we just had Matt Incel, his dad, Rick, and the Middle Tennessee State team now goes to 9-6, a 4-0 in conference as they get the road win, 72-63 over Marshall out there in West Virginia. And they were led by 6-foot sophomore forward Alex Johnson, 23.7 rebounds, 3 blocks, 9-16 from the field. So Alex Johnson leading Middle Tennessee State to the road win over Marshall, and they're now 4-0 in conference, 9-6 overall. They also had a big performance from Ty Petty, their 5'7 senior guard. She had 26 points, 5 assists, no turnovers, 5 rebounds, 7 of 14 from behind the arc, 8 of 22 from over the field overall. But Ty Petty with a big performance for Coach Incel at Middle Tennessee State again, 72-63 road win against Marshall. You had Mississippi State, who we talked about with Coach Incel. That's his next opponent on the road in Starkville. Big state rivalry there, but they had a dominating 82-49 win versus Florida. They're now 18-0, the number 4 team in the country, obviously undefeated in the SEC so far. They were led by their, you know, mega talent, 6'1 junior guard Victoria Vivians, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, 7 of 19 from the field, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Victoria Vivian, was another big, but I tell you what, the performance for Mississippi State that needs to be talked about is 6'7". I say that again, 6'7", sophomore center, Tierra McGowan, 25 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, in only 24 minutes off the bench, 25 points in 24 minutes, 12 of 13 from the field. And, you know, again, they are known for their perimeter play, Mississippi State offensively, with Victoria Vivians and their point guard, Willem. But they now are getting big-time post-play from the 6'7", sophomore Tierra McGowan. Again, 25 points in 24 minutes off the bench. So congratulations to her. Mississippi State keeps it rolling, dominating 82-49 win over Florida at home. Staying in the SEC, you had Texas A&M with a 90-65 home win against Arkansas, and they go to 13-4, 3-1 in the SEC, and they were led by one of their seven guard, Curtis Knox. Got to talk about her. She is averaging 9.8 assists to lead the country, almost 10 assists a game, and she had 15 assists last night, 9 points. 5 of 6 free throws, 2 of 3 from the field, only 3 field goal attempts, and she had a 20-plus point performance the game before. So Knox, and she practically plays 40 minutes almost nightly, does it on both ends. You know, is now starting to score for them, but 15 assists in women's basketball, and again, averaging 10 assists a game for Coach Blair and the Lady Aggies. And they also got big performances from Danny Williams, their 5'10 sophomore two guard. She went for 20 points, 8 of 11 from the field, 2 of 4 to the three-point line. She's averaging 18 points again, leading them and scoring 34% from the three-point line. But Danny Williams with a big 20-point performance last night. And then they also had a very big performance offensively from their 6'5 junior center, Kyla Hillsman, 25 points. She had 11 of 13 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. She also threw in 5 boards. She had those 25 points in just 30 minutes. So, again, 3 players get them big-time performances. Hillsman, Danny Williams, and Curtis Knox leading Texas A&M over Arkansas 90-65. Again, they and I go to 13-4 and 3-1. And this was a year that people weren't sure how good Texas A&M was going to be. Well, Coach Blair, once again, getting it done down there in College Station with the Lady Aggie. Road win, staying in the SEC, Kentucky. We had Matt Intel on, and he's now the four-year head coach at Ole Miss, but he was an assistant under Matthew Mitchell at Kentucky. But Kentucky, with the 71-54 road win against Alabama, they now go to 11-6, 2-2 in the SEC, and they were led by 6'3 senior post Evelyn Okotor. How about this? 29 points, 15 boards for Evelyn. 12 of 14 from the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 36 minutes from the 6'3 Okotor. And again, leading Kentucky 71-54 on the road at Alabama. Congratulations to Evelyn and the Lady Cats. All right, keeping it moving here, we certainly talked about Auburn earlier today, specifically in my podcast, 10 a.m. podcast, when I had Terry Williams Warner, the head coach of Auburn, on to talk about their big comeback road win at Vandy. They were led by Katie Furkin, their 6'1 senior guard forward, who is leading them in scoring. But she had 18 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals. She's kind of a do-it-all, you know, wing slash forward for Coach Flournoy, 7 of 20 from the field, 4 of 8 from the free throw line. When we certainly talked about her missing some big free throws, and she struggled from the three-point line, 0 of 5. But, again, she is a load to deal with off the dribble and just battles on every possession, both ends, 18 points, 8 boards, 3 steals for Furkin to lead Auburn in that big road win at Vandy. All right, moving forward. We talked about Ole Miss, you know, again, obviously at length with Coach Insel, but Medina Muhammad, again, she had 21 points, 7 of 17 from the field, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, only 1 of 5 from behind the arc, but she's averaging 14 points a game for the Lady Rebels and shooting 85% from the free throw line. the Medina Muhammad, the 5'8 sophomore guard from Chicago, leading Ole Miss on the offensive side. Talk about huge performances in women's basketball last night. You got to start with Alexis Peterson, the point guard for Syracuse, in a comeback upset win over number 23 NC State. She dropped 45 points. 45 points for Alexis Peterson, the 5'7 senior guard for Syracuse. 17 of 19 from the free throw line, 11 of 23 from the field, 6 of 10 from behind the arc. Played 39 minutes. Syracuse now 13 of 5, 4 and 1 in the absolute vaunted ACC, and a big comeback. They were down specifically at halftime and down in legitimate double figures to NC State. The top 25 programs they've been to this point in the year, and they went 85-75 in that upset win behind just absolute monster performance from Alexis Peterson. Again, 45 points. 19 trips to the free throw line, made 17. Staying in the ACC, Duke with a big rivalry win at home against UNC. They win 70-58. They now go to 15-2, the number 12 team in the country. And, they were led by 6'2 freshman forward Liana Odom. 15 points from the California native, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, 7 of 9 from the field, 30 minutes. But Liana Odom leads Duke in scoring last night in the win, 70-58 over UNC. Rivalry game certainly there. Again, they're now 15-2, Duke under Coach McCallie in this bounce-back year for him. Staying in the ACC, Florida State with a big home win against number 9 Louisville. And talk about a game that with two teams going toe-to-toe. But they get the 72-65 home win against Louisville. They now go to 16-2, 4-1 in the ACC. The number 7 team in the country, Florida State Lady Seminoles. They were led by 5'11 junior forward Shakayla Thomas. 24 points, 8 rebounds, 9 of 14 from the field, 6 of 6 from the line. And just some big shots and big down the stretch of that game on both ends. And Thomas is averaging 13-6. For the Lady Seminoles, but one of the dominating athletes in the country. She dropped 24 and had 8 to lead Florida State and Coach Sue Semrau to the 72-65 win. Amani Wright was also big in that game with some big perimeter shots, including a big 3 down the stretch for the Lady Seminoles. But congratulations to Coach Semrau and the girls' big home win against number 9 Louisville. Staying in the ACC. The number 6 ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They win 86-54 at home against Pittsburgh. They go to 16-2, 4-1 in the ACC. Their one loss was to the earlier mentioned NC State on the road, but they get a 19-point performance from 5'9 sophomore guard Arike Ogunmowale, 5 of 8 from behind the arc. And this young lady came into the game shooting 40% from the 3-point line. And I tell you what, she was already a load coming into the year, off the dribble, posting up the power guard. It's just a load to deal with offensively. The one vulnerability was consistency from the arc, and she has found it as a sophomore. Again, 40% coming into the game, and then goes 5 of 8 last night from behind the arc in the win over Pitt, and the stroke just really looks smooth and terrific. And, again, leading Notre Dame 86-54 over Pitt. They're now 16-2, 4-1. So congratulations to Coach McGraw and Arike on another terrific performance. They also got a big performance from their 6-foot freshman wing, Jackie Young, who had off the bench 15 points, 8 rebounds, 7 of 7 from the free throw line in 25 minutes off the bench. And this young lady was having a big-time month and a half as a freshman, for Notre Dame, then turned her ankle against UConn in mid-December, had to miss a couple of weeks, and it really got her off track. And I know, a couple games ago, Coach McGraw in the post-game press conference was talking about how they really need her to get it going again, because she's a huge part of that team coming off the bench with what she does as a 6-foot defender and also her offensive capacity, both slashing from the perimeter with her shooting, and then also it looks like they're starting to post her up now. And I love what Coach McGraw does, posting up perimeter players led by Olga Mwale, the power guard. She's certainly an absolute load to deal with on post-ups. And now it looks like she's starting to post up Jackie Young against some small forwards and some wings. So love that. But Jackie Young, again, with 15.8 rebounds off the bench for Notre Dame against Pittsburgh last night. Moving forward, you had mentioned South Carolina and their win against Georgia, holding them off 66-63 at home, and they go to 14-1, 4-0 in the SEC. They were led by Bianca Cuevas-Moore, the 25 points, 3 assists, 10 for 17 from the field, 2 for 5 from New York. And so Cuevas-Moore, that's now 2 out of the last 3 games. She scored over 20 and given them some big production as a point guard spot. All right, just trying to see here what else I might have. Going back to mid-major, and I was talking about the MAC conference up here in the Northeast, Siena with a road win, with a home win at Monmouth, and that's now Siena's starting to get it going. They're 5-12 in the season, but now 4-4 in conference, and they had a road win at Iona just recently, and now playing very well yesterday against Monmouth, but they were led by a 5'10 sophomore guard, Jackie Benitez, 34 points and 6 steals. And Jackie was 10 of 13 from the field, 6 of 7 from behind the arc, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. What an efficient, dominating performance from Jackie Benitez for Siena under Coach Ali Jacks, trying to get that program, emerging in the MAC and in the Northeast on the mid-major scale. But, again, they now go to 4-4 in conference, only 5-12 overall, but playing well of late, led by Jackie Benitez. Again, 34 points, 6 steals for Jackie Benitez, the 5'10 sophomore guard for Siena. So you also had a big mid-major win for the Lady Toppers of Western Kentucky, 60-48 versus UAB. They now go to 12-5-4-1 under Michelle Clark Heard. Love that coach. Very big fan of her and what she does there. But they're 5'11", terrific senior guard Kendall Noble with 24 points, 8 rebounds, 7 steals, and 4 assists. Kendall Noble, the terrific 5'11 guard for Western Kentucky. Again, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 7 steals, 4 assists, leading Western Kentucky over UAB 60-48 there. Now 12-5, 4-1. In conference. I'm just seeing here if there's anything else. And that should pretty much do it just in some of the games that I was going to look to wrap up for you and give you a little update on that went down last night. But again, that'll look to wrap it up today. This was the second show this morning. Today, here with the replay podcast. Again, at 10 a.m., I had Coach Terry Williams Flournoy join me talking about their big comeback road win against Vanderbilt. And she's always a great spot with her personality. And then just earlier here in the noon hour on the East Coast, I had Matt Insel, the head coach of Ole Miss, join me to talk about his big home win, again, a comeback win as well, but against the landmark program Tennessee. And again, they had lost the last 28 matchups against Tennessee, so the big win for them is they now go to 13-4, 2-2 in the SEC, big win for the Ole Miss Lady Rebels. So we appreciate both Terry Williams-Flournoy earlier this morning giving me a lengthy, terrific spot, and Coach Daniel did a terrific job, Matt Insel, and a lengthy spot as well just in this show here to talk about that win over Tennessee. So thankfully everybody tuned in. Look for more replay shows next week. Hope everybody has a safe, enjoyable weekend. Certainly keep your eye on the landscape of women's basketball. There'll be some more great games this weekend, but take care, everybody. Have a great rest of the day. Great weekend. Coach Bill signing off from New York.